Up next on American Restoration.
We got a floor sander from the 1920s.
Did you check it? Does it work?
No, it does not run.
On the inside, it's got thousands of feet of wire, and if they're done, it gets fairly expensive.
I've been walking all day, and my feet hurt.
You want a little tip from the old man?
Sure.
You have to get pedicures.
That literally sounds like the most unmanly thing I've ever heard.
Whenever we get a new shipment of items delivered, it always feels like Christmas morning when I start tearing into those boxes.
These are awesome. And they're rare.
Wow.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His works in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story. And this is ours. American Restoration. Rick's Restorations is a family business that will hopefully be thriving long after I'm gone. So when a client rolls in with an item that ties in generations of their own family business together, it really gets me excited.
Hey.
Hi. Are you Rick?
Yeah, I'm Rick. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you. My name's Matt.
Matt. So what can I do for you?
I got a floor sander from the 1920s I want you to take a look at.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Sounds
good. Ready?
Cool. Let's see. Oh, my God. Wow, let's get that out.
I do custom wood floors for a living. My father did it. My grandfather did it before him. What I love about this floor sander is it's an antique piece that my grandfather probably would have used back when he was sanding floors. It's from 1925.
Yeah.
I picked it up at an auction in my hometown.
Uh-huh.
I'm a third generation floor sander, so yeah. I thought it would be a neat piece to have. The current condition is rough. It's non-operable, needs a little bit of love. The plan after I get it restored is to place it in my business as a showpiece.
Do you know exactly how it used to be?
There was no cover. This okay. was open.
Right, so this went like this.
Yep.
Wow, look at this chain. This is ancient. You can't even get this kind of chain out of that. And then this was the belt that ran the actually ran the back.
Right? The dust yeah. collector.
Okay.
Yep.
Would there be a bag here,
probably? There'd be a canvas bag off of this.
Did you check it? Does it work? Or?
No, it does not run.
It just looks so big and gnarly. I mean, look at the size of that motor. On the inside, it's got thousands of feet of wire. And nowadays, to wind motor, I mean, it gets fairly expensive, so we'll do that.
But the handles being all wood, it'd be nice to have those restored to natural.
The drum itself, we can go ahead and mount a new one. We'll take this off.
Okay.
We can soak all this stuff that's rusted, and it basically just breaks it all down. What do you think this was colored?
Our company colors are bright red, so if you want to maybe work a little red into it, that'd
okay.
be great.
Okay.
So what do you think it's going to cost me to get it redone?
Well, to doll it all up, make it look awesome and running, I'm looking between $4,500 and $4,800.
Well, I don't think I'm going to find another one, so let's do it.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Let's go in the office right now, and we'll get it started.
All righty. My hope is that when I come back, that it looks like a showroom piece and is running perfectly.
What's up?
Working in the boneyard, what do you think? What, you gonna just sit there or you gonna help?
I'm gonna sit here. I've been walking all day. My dad's been having me run around everywhere. I'm tired and my feet hurt.
Tyler's bitching and moaning about how bad his feet hurt. I got a great solution. You want a little tip from the old man?
Sure.
You have to get pedicures.
You do that?
This is the key to your whole soul.
That literally sounds like the most unmanly thing I've ever heard.
Dude, it's the best. So you go in, they just take care of your feet completely. They massage them.
Those toes have had pedicures. Are you sure? Because, I mean, they're pretty rough. I don't really believe Ron that he goes and gets pedicures because his feet are disgusting. I don't know, dude.
Humor me, all right? What we can do is, while everybody's out on lunch, you and I go get it done.
All right. You can't tell anybody, though.
I'm not going to tell a soul.
I deal with clients from all across the country, and I recently had one send me an old Apple vending machine he wants me to check out. I had never seen a vending machine that sold fruit before, so I asked my friend Mark for some history on it.
The company that made these, called ABT Manufacturing,
okay.
One of the first things they ever made was called the Big Apple.
Oh, and that's
and
this.
This is this, yeah.
That's very cool.
And it actually dates about 1930.
Unfortunately, the customer can't make it to Las Vegas, but I'd really love to take on this project. So I already got the client on the phone for a consult to see if we can make this thing happen.
You know, I know you want to restore it, but I want to pick your brain a little bit, like how you see it being done. You know, the paint job that's on here, it's got quite a few different coats of paint. Keep in mind, it's done in the 30s. And originally how it came in that cream color by the looks of the underneath all the paint jobs.
I guess what I was thinking is more of a burgundy dark red metallic, sort of like an apple would be.
Okay. So not real red. You want it like an apple. You want it that burgundy red.
Correct.
With a little metal flake.
Correct.
In it to where it looks delicious.
Correct.
Sort of like an apple.
For striping, something in a green, like a Granny Smith apple.
Okay.
Most customers want their project to look just like it did back in the day, but there's no rule book for this. If they're looking for a flashy showpiece and the original colors fall flat, they have every right to jazz it up. With that apple red and green color scheme, I think this will look amazing.
There's a lot of aluminum. We can polish all that out. We got to do some art, you know, where the little paper sleeves went. We'll put new glass in it, do all the body work, get everything all polished out, made the thing totally work. I'm looking at about, I'm looking at about $4,000 to do the whole thing, get it all done. But I think it's going to look pretty cool done. I know it is. It's a very cool piece.
That works.
You want that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll get this thing started, and you're going to be probably the only one in the state with one. So that's pretty cool.
All right, Rick, thanks. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Dana.
Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Good.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Rick.
Happy birthday, I forgot.
I see what my present is.
The overall design of the drum sander hasn't changed much over the past century, but they definitely could have used a few extra safety features back then.
Okay, to make it powered up, we'd have a long extension cord. On one end, you'd basically have two alligator clips, and on the other end, you'd have two eyes, and you'd come right up here, and you'd tie those eyes in, and you'd run it over the power box and go right into power. So you had as much power as possible. Very dangerous.
Right.
Very, very dangerous. So you got power, we have to build a cord for them. We'll clean up the switch, fix the switch, make it all work. I want to use all this porcelain. See how it's got the chain?
Okay. Right.
It runs the drum. And then as it's turning, this little vacuum chute sucks up all the sawdust and it goes up this tube through here and then into a bag that used to go right here.
Sanding wood creates a ton of sawdust. So we have to get the vacuum suction working too, or this thing's gonna make one hell of a dust cloud.
This is the drum that held the sandpaper. We need to remove the felt and then try to reproduce it in some way.
Okay.
I wanna get this thing torn down right away and I'll get Cowboy to come out and give you a hand, okay?
On my birthday?
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Happy birthday, Kyle.
Teaming me up with Cowboy on my birthday.
Yeah. It's not that bad. Oh, it is a little bad.
It's falling apart. Let's try it. There you go. Oh, Lord, that's heavy. We need to get this motor to the shop, though.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Good. Consider that your birthday gift.
Hey, where have you guys been?
We're at lunch.
No, you haven't been to lunch, I can tell.
We went and got pedicures.
You what?
I thought they were for girls.
You remember what it looked like, right?
It was pretty busted up and rusty, and I hope you did something really great to it.
One, two, three.
Come on, Rick, is this the same machine that I sent out here?
Yeah, it died well.
We're restoring an Apple vending machine from the 1930s. Brettley is stripping off all the old paint in the bead blaster. Kyle is taking out all the dents. And Dave is handling all the welding work, putting the machine back together and refabbing the new coin box. Since the guys have all the Apple vendor work covered, I'm gonna take an extended lunch break.
Okay, so this stuff just came in?
Yeah, it just got dropped off.
That's cool.
Whenever we get a new shipment of items delivered, it always feels like Christmas morning when I start tearing into those boxes. You never know what kind of goodies you're gonna get.
Wow, old. It's definitely a Schwinn, I know that.
It says that it's a 1937 Schwinn bicycle. I'd like it restored and get a new sprocket.
A lot of bikes, you can tell what they are, how old they are by this sprocket.
The deluxe models in the late 30s and early 40s had a heart-shaped pattern in the sprocket, nicknamed the Sweetheart Sprocket, and are really rare. So if I was the customer, I definitely wouldn't swap it out for a new one.
It's got a lot of body work going on. This fender's beat up.
That's bad.
Really bad.
The spokes are basically trash. When we try to polish them out enough to start chroming them, they get so thin, the tire basically collapses. So we have to put brand new spokes in here to be better off.
Is this bar going across? Was that holding the basket?
No.
No?
No, that's basically for support.
Huh.
Just gave strength to these handlebars.
So what do you think this is going to cost? Rough.
Be right around $3,800. Do the whole bike. When this is done, it's really cool looking.
Oh, this is cool. Wow.
These are awesome. And they're rare.
It says, I would like to get my airplane pedal car restored. I want my kids to be able to use it, and I'd like it in original condition.
It's like a pedal car, but it's a pedal plane.
In the late 40s and 50s, pedal cars were all the rage. This Navy-themed Murray Pursuit plane wasn't as popular as the more traditional wheeled vehicles. So fewer were made, making it all the more rare and valuable.
There was a bunch of manufacturers that came out with these press toys after the war. They made these big pieces of steel, and they made a press that was shaped like this. And you, boom, with a hydraulic press, it'd come down, and there's your half of your plane. Ah. And then, boom, and then there's the other half, and they'd come in and spot weld it. They came in a bunch of different colors. This one looks like the silver and blue one.
Right.
The prop used to come out of here like this, and then when you actually drove it, you would move forward at the same time your prop would spin. The back wheel steers. So you'd drive like this. It's a tail dragger. This is rare. It's a great piece of Americana. It's so cool. Total restoration, probably $2,800. This will be fun.
Brings back memories, doesn't it?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. Yeah, I had a rocket. It was fast.
Of course you did.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Hey, you're out of the shop. How about that?
Ron's dragging me off to get my very first pedicure, and I'm totally not comfortable with this kind of girly crap, but my feet have been killing me, and I'll try anything at this point. Is this it?
This is it. Tyler fought me tooth and nail on this, but man, I know he's gonna love this. I feel sorry for you, though. I didn't know toenails could hold that much crap. You getting freaked out yet?
You do some weird things.
Once my feet started hurting a lot, I jumped in this mode and it's like, man, it feels good. How you doing, buddy? Feeling relaxed?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, I gotta admit.
I don't know what happened, but after I stopped fighting it and kind of just kicked back, it felt like all the tension melted away. And I didn't expect that.
So, what do you think about color?
What?
For your toenails.
I'm not painting my toenails.
That's part of the deal.
No, they get painted. That was not part of our deal.
Throw it out there. Never know.
Are you going to do it?
I'm going to ask for like a clear coat on it.
No.
To strengthen my nails.
No.
French tip, a little white just on the tops and the gloss. Oh, it's next.
Oh, no, it's not. I think it's time to get the hell out of here because Ron just went from zero to creepy in like 10 seconds flat.
You can hear my flip-flop saying,
thank you. Thank you.
No, your flip-flop's just saying, wash
thank
me.
Thank you.
The owner of the Apple vending machine wants this as a showpiece in his collection. So instead of the original cream color, we're going with a deep apple red so it really catches the eye.
What color are Granny Smith apples?
To stay with the apple theme, Ted is doing a custom Granny Smith green to do all the final pinstriping and the apple accents.
Apple a day.
We're still working on this 1920s floor sander. This thing has decades of rust and grime all over it, so it needs some serious cleaning. Robert's stripping off all the old varnish on the wooden handle. Brettley's bead blasting away layers of rust on these parts. Bud is cleaning up the electrical switch that controls the power. And he's also polishing the heck out of the brass pieces. With all this elbow grease and hard work, this piece is really starting to pop.
And that's the color I need.
Hey, wow.
Where have you guys been?
We were at lunch.
No, you haven't been to lunch, I can tell.
We went and got pedicures.
You what?
I thought they were for girls.
See, this is exactly why I didn't want Ron opening his big fat mouth about this.
You don't have to have a pedicure, you just go home and clip your toenails.
Ew.
That's what I thought too. I was on the same page as you guys. When we first started, I was like, no way. And after we got there and kind of got into it, I mean, it felt good. My feet feel better, that's for sure.
With them nice, relaxed feet, you should be ready to work. Get back to work.
God, work? I can't work. I just got my toes done.
We've been restoring a 1930s Apple vending machine, and the guys are carefully piecing it back together again.
Easy.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm Rick.
I'm Dana. Hi.
Good to meet you.
Luckily, the customer was able to make it out here to see it firsthand.
It's right over here. It's right there. All hidden away for you, ready to go.
I wanted to get it restored because I think it's very unique. And it was just different, and I never saw anything like it before, and that's why I bought it.
All right, so you remember what this thing used to look like, right?
It was pretty busted up and rusty, and I hope you did something really great to it.
Yeah, here we go. You ready? One, two, three.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
What do you think?
Come on, Rick. Is this the same machine that I sent out here?
Yeah, I've never seen one.
I haven't either.
And I don't think I ever will ever again. It is a very unique and I want to say rare machine. I don't think too many people even have one of these.
I think the colors are great. So you nailed it with the red and the green.
If you can see the red, it looks like a candy apple. It's got a little bit of flake in it to where it looks real, real brilliant.
Translucent almost.
Yeah, and then the green on the outside, it just sort of brought it all together. And I think it just together with the green apples in it, or if it had red apples in it, I mean, it's basically just, it's going to be awesome.
Well, I think the contrast is great. And I think it makes people want to have an apple.
Oh, yeah. It looks like you want one now, huh?
Bit caramel on it.
Caramel? That's another machine. Everything was rusted, so what we did was we took the internals where it used to hold the apple, and then we put rubber on each one of those fingers so when the apple goes through, it doesn't bruise it. Yeah, a nice, clean, unbruised apple.
Terrific.
We put all new glass, so it looks nice and clean. Up in this top here, redid the instruction plate that used to be right in there. On this trim that's around here, we ended up polishing all that. It's all aluminum and everything, so we tried to get everything as nice as we possibly could. The coin bezel itself, it was really, really pitted. So we ended up polishing it out the best we could, and then we plated it so that it would stay like that.
It's beautiful.
The back, that other piece of stainless was rusted out, so he's got a brand new piece of stainless in the back. Has that mirror effect on it, but this was sort of the final part I put on there. We put Delicious Apples, 5 cents right in the front, because just as you're walking up to it, it's pretty much wow, you know?
It has a lot of pop to it. It's beautiful.
Thanks.
Well, it looks great, Rick, but does it work?
Yeah, that's always a key, right? Let's see here. Just put the coin in, press it down, goes about 3/4 of the way down, and then the apple drops. Good catch. Oh, that was a juicy one.
Best apple I had in 20 years. I can't wait to get it home so I can put it with my other machines, but this one's going to find a special place because it's so unique and it looks so good.
Achieving a dark and rich grain finish on a lighter piece of wood can really be a challenge. Which method works best to give your wood project that extra rich enhanced grain? A, give it a coat of dark stain. B, use an iron to raise the grain. C, torch it. D, cut the wood against the grain. The answer and more coming up. Which method works best to give your wood project that extra rich enhanced grain? The correct answer is C, torch it. To create a darkened finish with a beautiful grain, I like to give it a burn finish with a propane torch. Here's how you do it. Making sure that you move the flame back and forth the same direction as the grain. Having the flame just barely touch the wood enough to give it the brown that you want. Here's one that's totally finished, all cleared over. And as you can see, the grain really pops and sticks out. And it's very simple to do.
We've been restoring a 1925 floor sander, and all the little details are finally coming together. Ed rewired the electrical with a modern power cord. So now the sander can plug into a 220 wall socket without electrocuting anybody. And Kyle installed a new cork pad on the drum and reassembled all the dust collector hardware. I'm really happy with the way this piece came out. I'm just hoping it's everything the customer expected.
It's right there, Matt.
All right. My family's in the flooring business for 3 generations, and to see a piece that my grandfather could have used when he was my age is just incredible.
When you dropped it off, I mean, do you really remember exactly what it looked like?
It was a mess. The motor was broken. There was parts laying all over the place.
And it was ugly.
It was ugly.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. One, two, three.
That's incredible.
What do you think?
That's nice. I like it. It's just incredible to see the difference. The chrome, the paint, from what it looked like before, it was broken, it was rusty. Rick was able to do everything I wanted him to do and more. I just can't say how happy I am with it. It looks great.
Yeah, there's a lot of work there, I just can't tell you.
I can imagine.
We painted it red to match your company color, right?
Yeah, the red's perfect.
We got all this stuff all powder coated, so now it's like really tough paint, so you can beat it around. Robert was working on all this wood. I mean, it's beautiful wood. You wouldn't even have known when you saw it, you know?
Yeah.
So now it looks like it should. I could not find one of those chains anywhere, so luckily, we ended up getting it all cleaned up, and then we sent it out to get it plated. So I'm pretty happy with that.
It looks incredible.
Yeah.
The motor just looks incredible with the black and the chrome.
What happened was, is the original one, there was no shields on the top, and it was all busted out. So we did some research and found out that this was the motor that actually came on it in the day. So now it's got 2 horsepower instead of 1, and it hauls.
The drum looks great. I love the chrome, the motor. I mean, this looks really nice. When I brought it to you, it didn't work.
Yeah.
Does it now?
Yeah, it works. I want to show it to you. You want to check it out?
Perfect, yes.
Yeah, let me get some sandpaper.
I've never seen the machine work, so I really hope that it's what I expect.
You've done this before, right?
A couple hundred times. If you need any pointers, let me know.
Oh, yeah. All right, so you ready to see this thing work?
I'm ready. I can't wait.
All right, here we go. It's got some serious torque.
It does.
Here we go.
See how the dust collector's working?
Yeah, it's sucking it up inside there.
Working just like it's supposed to.
Pretty cool, huh?
That's awesome.
It's a good way to do your toenails.
From what it looked like when it came in, I can't believe you made it work.
Yeah,
that's great. My plan is to take this back and use it as a display piece in my office, and I can't wait to hear what my customers think about it.
Right on, bud. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Anytime.
Hi, boys. Through here.
This is it, dude.
All right.
What are you guys doing here?
It's Bradley's turn. We talked him into getting a pedicure, man.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
No, I'm just saying.
I thought you didn't get pedicures.
I'm not getting a pedicure.
Hey, Rick, go ahead and take off your boots and we'll get started.
Well, you got safety goggles on just in case, you know, toenails fly off and hit you?
You can leave, man. That was well worth it. Thank you for bringing me up here.
Dang it. Well, I'm never going to hear the end of this, ever.